Masechtes Avos, Perek Vav, Braisa Yud Aleph. Kol ma shebara Kadosh Baruch Hu be'olam, everything that Hashem created in His world. Le'bara elo lechvaydai, He created only for His honor. What does it mean for His honor? Hashem needs honor from us. Honor means there's an opportunity for us to break our Yetzirah and to serve Him. The Malachim said, Hashem, don't make man. He'll never be able to stand up to his Yetzirah. Hashem said, no, you'll see there'll be people that can. That's Hashem's honor. So whatever Hashem created in this world is an opportunity for us to give tzedakah with Mesiras Nefesh, not to speak Lashon Hara with Mesiras Nefesh, to learn Torah with Mesiras Nefesh, to daven with Mesiras Nefesh, kibbut av aim with Mesiras Nefesh, not to join a bunch of other boys that are bullying another boy with Mesiras Nefesh. All of that means Mesiras Nefesh. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Koil hanikra b'shmi, everyone who is called by my name, ulechvoidi b'rasiv, and whom I have created for my honor, yetzartiv, I have fashioned him, afasis have even perfected him. You see, Hashem knows exactly who we are, who you are, who I am, who your father is, who your mother is, who your brother, who your sisters are, your grandfather, your great-grandfather, your grandmother, all the way up from Bria Soilam until Mashiach comes. Hashem knows every single person. We're all created with different challenges, different Yetzaharas. We're all here to serve a purpose. We're all here to be rewarded in a way that no Malach can. V'yomer Hashem yimlach li'anavad. Hashem shall reign forever. There are a lot of things we don't understand. But like we said before, just like Hashem is Kael Elyon, He can see things we can't see. We don't live along in our little window of life. We can't see everything. You know, I have a friend. He works in a big company that does lenses. He's telling me about a big special lens. He tells me, I don't remember what he said, something gigapixel lens, some number. I don't even know if there's really such a word as gigapixel. You know, there's a famous story. Two people wanted to be Rav of a certain town. The Paritz heard there's an issue, so he said, he's going to decide who the Rav is. Oh, no, how's the Paritz going to decide who the Rav is? So he called both candidates. He opened up a siddur, said, you read. So he opened up to Ashrei. The first person read Ashrei. He said, oh, you read very good. Then he opened up another siddur and said, you read. And that person read not so good. You know why? Because not before the second person. The Paritz pinked opened the siddur to the slichas of Shavasar B'Talmas. So the Paritz said, the first person reads better. So they ran to Rav Yitzchak Elchanan and they said, hey, vey, on that basis, the Paritz picked the Rav? Is it the second person's fault that pinked he opened the siddur to the slichas of Shavasar B'Talmas? So Yitzchak Elchanan said, the second person shouldn't be a Rav. A Rav has to have Chachma. That second person could have also read Ashrei. The Paritz wouldn't have known the difference. We don't know nothing. I don't know what a gigapixel lens is. So I asked him, I once had a disposable camera. It also has a lens. He laughs. He says, this lens that he's talking about, they put on satellites. It orbits the Earth. It can see the entire planet Earth in one shot. From I don't know how many, 50, 60, 70,000 miles away. And the lens on your digital camera can see from the beginning of your nose till the end of your nose. So I said, you know, Hashem sees everything. He sees the whole world from beginning to end. Hashem yimlach li'olam vaad. Forever. He sees things that we can't see, we can't understand. But Hashem gives us all the schar in the world to have a munna in Him, to believe that even though things happen in our life that sometimes we don't understand, but we're exactly where we're supposed to be, with whom we're supposed to be, and when we are supposed to be. And this is our opportunity, and we won't have it for long. Only 120 years. Afterwards, we say, now we understand everything. But now we don't have that schar that we could have standing up to our Yetzirah in this world. Hadron Allah, Pirkei Avos.